of Nem Dal Amaral up on top. Heviul Ufon and Maliach. Someone brings in front of him something that's salty. Rashi says it means cold over Maluach, Tchilo at the beginning. Will pass him on bread with it. Salach and Mavorach al Maliach and make a bracha just on the Maliach, even though it's only a shakol. Will point the rest of pass.
Will point there as a pass. And that pot is the pass. Why? Shehapas tfeiloloi. Because the pot is a tofel is only coming to be eaten because you're eating something very salty. And since it's very salty, you can't take the taste, it's too salty. So you want to take some bread with it to take away the sharpness of the salt. So the ikar is the salt. And since you make a bracha on the salt, that pot is the pot. So the Mishnah is a cloud, because this is the cloud. Kol shu ikar. Anytime you have an ikar, that means the main thing you want to eat. The yimai tzveila, and something else that's coming just to a tuffle to the ikar. Usually it's the opposite way. Usually the bread is the ikar, and you put like butter on the bread, or you put cheese on the bread. So the ikar is the bread, and the tzveila, the cheese, that's tuffle to the bread. So lachar is mevorach al ikar. You only have to make a bracha on the ikar, or put the rest at tzveila. And the bracha you make on the ikar, that part is the tuffle. So usually it's the bracha on the path that's part of everything else. There's a chiddush in this Mishnah that sometimes it's vakir. Sometimes the ikur could be a dova maliach, something that's very salty. And since you're eating the salty, the mouth gets so salty, you have to take something else with it to calm down the taste of the mouth. So in such a case, it's a chiddush that even pot becomes a tuffle. Rashi, maliach, kol dova maluach. Eating anything that's very salty. So now the Mishnah just says, Pasha, you took something salty, herring. You wanted to eat herring. And it got so salty in the mouth, you had to take some bread to take away the hard taste. So that bread is potter. Zakti mi gemara. O mi ikar midi, is there anything to have a maliach ikar upas tfeila? Rosh Yasakash, how is it possible to say that the ikar you're going to eat is the maliach, this herring, and the bread you eat afterwards is a tuffle to the bread? As every normal case, when you eat the bread, you're at least enjoying the bread. So, the Achrayim asked, what's the big Gemara's kash? Let's say somebody likes to eat herring, and he's only eating the bread, now take away the taste of the herring. So the kash, the Teretz is, when you eat bread, in this case, we have herring first, then you have bread. Normally, you enjoy eating the bread also. Even though the bread is mainly to take away the sharpness of the herring, but you have rather enjoy eating bread. And in such a case, whenever you're eating the bread, for also the purpose of bread, avad, you have to make a mitzi on the bread. Same thing with Masa Allah is Nagaya to schnapps. Someone takes a schnapps. And afterwards he takes some cake. So the purpose of the cake is usually for two reasons. One is, since you took some schnapps, you burnt up in your mouth, you want to take some cake to take away the burntness, but you also enjoy the cake. So since you're also enjoying the cake, Avada Mechamesha Saminim, it's always choshev, and once you enjoy it, you have to make a bracha on the cake. So Lu Yitzuyi, only eating the cake, only purely take away the sharpness of the schnapps, then you wouldn't have to make the bracha. But that's not a normal case. Rov pomim, even though you're taking the cake or the bread here, take away the bitterness of the maliach, but you do enjoy the bread also. So for the Gemara, where is there a case that you're not even enjoying the bread at all? Omer Rav Acha braid the Rav Aviro, Omer Rav Ashi, v'yoichle peiros genusa shonu. We're talking about when Metchila he went to eat very, very sweet peiros. It's called peiros genusa shonu. And they're very sweet. That was his ikar kavone. He made a bor priate first in the peiros. But after he got finished eating his very sweet peiros, his mouth got so sweet that he had to take something salty now to take away the sweetness of his mouth. That's where we're starting out. So when he took this salt now, there was a purpose in the salt water to take away the sweetness. Now his mouth got so salty, he had to take some bread. Now when he ate this bread, he had no purpose at all in eating the bread. Really, he ate the sweetness and he enjoyed the sweetness. His next thing was to take the salt to take away the sweetness. Now, the bread is purely just to take away the salty mouth, the salty taste he has in his mouth. Well, let's do that. No, that's Pesach Kashrut. Let's see. One thing I'll tell. Let's see Rashi first. Rashi Peiros Gnoiser. He went to eat very sweet Peiros. Rashi Peiros Eret Yam Kineris. Chashuv Minapach. Rashi says the Chiddush also that here these peiros are more choshev, more valuable than the passes. That's why here, where since you start off to eat this peiros genusa, which is very choshev, later you had to take some salt. Or the Rabbeinu Yonah learns the pshat is that the peiros themselves became very so sweet that you put salt into the peiros. You like salted the peiros.
So the salt is in the peiris. So true, all you made first is the bari creates on these peiris, they're very sweet. Now you add the salt to it. Now because of this sweet and salty taste you had in your mouth, you took some pas. The Rashi says, since the peiris nusa is more chashev than pas, here's the Echatimsa, the pas becomes a tochum to these peiris genusa. But Masha for Rashi, any other case, where let's say schnapps, and then you take some bread to take away the sharpness of the schnapps, since the schnapps is not more chashev than bread, then you wouldn't have the halacha, the bread becomes a tuffle to this salt. As Rashi Shita is only over here, where the ikka you're eating was this very sweet peiris, lasunsi maisim about these sweet peiris, and that's a very chashev amaychum. Now, it got so sweet, you had to put salt into it, and because of the taste now, you had to take bread just to take away the salty taste in your mouth, so it's considered the pas is called a tuffle to the peiris genusa. That's Rashi's pshat.
Didn't you say earlier that the bread in the time of the Gemara wasn't it all gishmak, but that's why they had the davke add salt? And
something else, that's a little bit salt. But here's something else. Here with Tumma, you have a very salt in your mouth. Very salty taste.
That's why the bread might be tougher, because you could use it, it's not going to have any taste at all.
Bread still has, even then, it still have taste. Let's see, this is Rashi's pshat. Let's see, Taiz, we hold that Taiz's pshat. Taiz learns, Vayuchli Peiris Genusa Shonu. Shaham Liach Iker. Shahu Bo, why are you taking the salt? Lo Hoshiv Halev, to take away your bitter heart. Shenechlash Mavnei Mesika Sapeiris. Taiz learns Kapashtis. First you start to eat this very sweet peiris. And it got so sweet that your heart got a little heart pains already. And the Eitz said, take away the heart pains was to take something salty now. After you have this salty taste in your mouth, you put bread. It's tuffle. This bread is only purely to take away the salty taste in your mouth. It's only coming because of the salt. The case Pashat Gemara is first you ate the sweet peiris, then you took something salty, then you took the pas. So for Taisa, the peiris is the ikum. O Maliach tuffle. L'chur, the salt is only a tuffle to the peiris. So what do you have to make a bracha b'chal on the maliach on the salt form? Look, you start off made a bari preitz on the teiris. That was the ikar. Now from this teiris, it was so sweet, you had to take salt. So the salt is zichra tuffel to the teiris. You won't have to make a bracha. Now you're taking pas as also a tuffel. You also don't have to make a bracha. That's Taisa's kasha. What do you have to make a bracha on the salt for? The yesh leimam two truths of erenagel alocham to marish le'ochal ha'teiris v'isamaimis. You didn't eat the peiris right now. They're right in this moment. That means first you ate the peiris in this room, and you got a very, very sweet taste in your mouth. Then you went to the next room. There was a hesach hadas going to shinu mokum. But since you were shana mok, you went to a new room, you have to make another bracha on the salt. Now you make a bracha on the salt. But when in that room, when you eat the bread right after, the bread is only coming to take away the salty taste in your mouth. You don't have to make a bracha on the bread. Inami zaktais, another chiddush. The shas you made the bari preates on the sweet peiris, you do not have the salt or the bread in front of you. You did not know that you're going to get heart pains because of the sweet peiris, and that you're going to need the maliach later. So in such a case, the ikur doesn't part of the tuffle. Marshal, in the case where first you eat a cake, and because of the cake, you want to take this case. First, you ate these peiris, very sweet peiris. Now, the shas you made the bari preates, you did not know you're going to have to take salt later. So later, when you decide to take salt, you have to make a new bracha there. As ikur and tuffle is only that the shas you make the bracha on the ikur, you have das, you know you can have the tuffle. Then we say the bracha on the ikur part is the tuffle. But if the shas you made a bracha on the ikur, you did not know you're going to have the tuffle, then lady, bring the tuffle, have to make a bracha on it. Now she'll take bananas and cream. So first you only had a banana in front of you, you made a bari preates adam on the banana. Then lady, you decide to eat cream just to take down the taste of the banana, you would have to make a bracha on the cream. Because the shas you made the bracha on the banana, you did not know you're going to bring cream later. But if the shas you made the bracha on the banana, you knew you're going to bring sour cream soon. And the sour cream is only like a tuffle to the banana. You don't have to make a bracha to it. So that's Taisa Terutzim, and we hold that Taisa Terutzim. But here the case was, first you made a bracha, bari preates on the sweet peiris. That time you did not know you're going to have salt yet. Then later you saw you got so sweet Now you had to take salt, and when you took this salt, you made a bracha, whatever it was salty, it was herring, so you made a shakel. But vice versa, when you took this salty herring, you knew that this is so salty, I'm going to have to take something afterwards to take away the bitter taste of my mouth. So the shas you made the shakel on the herring, you knew you're going to have bread afterwards. So middle of the shakel, pot is the pot. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah.
Is there a difference between changing the tam, cream banana as opposed to lishros that we talked about on our previous daf, just using it to make it go down easier as opposed to changing the tam from sweetness to
Well, they could both be called ikkers. They could both be the case ikkur v'tofel. If the only reason why you're taking this is for that purpose, what you took before, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on it. Drinking usually a little bit different. When you eat and then you drink, usually we do make a bracha on the drinking, because we're still enjoying the drinking. It's like something new by itself. It'll only be a case, we'll see in the Gemara soon, about the water. Water is different, you see. So that's again, so yeah, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. That sometimes, the Chiddush speaks out, that's the Zeha Klal. That I would think maybe by Pas, you would never say this thing that a pas would become tuffle. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that sometimes even bread could become tuffle to something else that's maliach. But the halacha, it's only where you have no hano at all eating this bread, like in this case, where your mouth is burning from the salty herring, and now the pas is only purely to take away the salty. But lo yitzuya, you also enjoy the pas, then a madi do have to make a bracha on the pas. That's what we said before by cake also, cake and schnapps. If you take schnapps and you don't want to enjoy the cake, just to take away the churfa of the schnapps, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. But usually you enjoy the cake also, then you would have to make the bracha.
We're choking, let's say.
We'll see about choking later. We'll see. If you're choking or what?
Have a piece of bread to so that you can raise.
Well, soon. Usually when you eat, well, we'll see later about it. We'll see. So that's the Gemara's terrace, that you have a paste, the paste is genuser, that's very sweet, then you need the salt, and then you come to eat the bread. Right. Now, once we talk about paste genuser, we'll talk about paste genuser. Omer Rav Acha Brei de Rav Aviram Omer Rabba Bar Bachona Ki Hevi Yazlina and Basta de Rav Yechinen Lamecha Peiris Genusa. When we went after Rav Yechinen in order to get Rav Yechinen enough Peiris Genusa tea, because Rav Yechinen used to like tea Peiris Genusa, Es Ki Avina Be Meya, we used to have 100 of us Menaktinen Le Lechol Chad V'Chad Asor Asor. Every one of us picked down 10 of Peiris. So the kids, he had 1,000 Peiris then. The Chiyavin and Be'asara, when we only had 10 of us, is Menakin and Le'kochad V'chad Meya. Every one of us pulled off 100 Peiris Genusa to give Rav Yechinen to eat. Because Meya Menayim, every 100 of these Peiris, have a Machzik Lutzina put into a basket, Ba'at Losses Sori. The basket was 3 Sori. It's a very big measurement. As the Peiris themselves are very big Peiris. The Yochelhu, Rav Yechinen ate all these 100, all these 1,000 Peiris. When he got finished, he made a shvua, the loitoyim zyunai. He didn't taste anything. So Pashid zyunai means he didn't taste any achil at all. Correct, the Gemara is zyunai sakot. Aitach, you say he didn't taste anything. You tasted 1,000 peiros, I can say he didn't taste anything. Eleima mizayna means he wasn't filled up. He was just as hungry before as afterwards. And these peiros are just very sweet peiros, but didn't fill him up. Trashi zyuna, mashma midi devar achila. So that's the kasha, could you say you didn't eat anything, you ate 1,000 peiros. The war mizayin is a drashi dover asoyin. I didn't eat anything that filled me up. Now there are meisters in Bava Metzia about the Yechin. He was kind of a very wide person. Right, he's a big balabaster, right? Well, Trishma. The Gemara says him and another Tano used to stand together. The two stomachs met. There was enough room underneath it for two oxen to go underneath them. That's how wide they were. Right. So the kids here, he ate 1,000 peiros. He says he wasn't full. He had no time. Weiter, Rabbi Yahuwa ochol, Rabbi Yahuwa ochol, the heavy shorot lay, the duva meahusa. Yahuwa ate these peiros and was so sweet that it made his skin so smooth that the fly fell off his forehead. Couldn't have a grip on his forehead. So actually, the shorot duva meahusa, shazvuv, machlig metzchoy mitrech sahales ponim besoroi machlig. Since his skin was so smooth now, the fly fell off it. Ravami Ravasi heavy achli adenosim mizayin. He ate it until the hair fell out. The Shimon Levi heavy ochel ademorid. He ate it until it became a little like meshuga from it. Shashi ademorid died the matrefis. His mind bothered him a little bit. Hey, he got shikah like from this sweet stuff. What was the maestro afterwards? Viyomru lahu. Rabbi Yechon advei nesiya. Rabbi Yechon went to tell the Bein Nesiyah that the Mishadim Leim Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah be Alushay Abasrayim. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah sent a whole bunch of people after Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, or Maisle Lebeisin, and he brought him home. Trash of Yulshim is Achlusay ben Yodim. He sent a whole bunch of people to get him to bring him home. So the Mashar speaks out that really this the Mashon say this was the time of the Meraglim when they came back from spying Eretz Yisrael. They said that the Paris Yisrael are no good. They didn't mean to say they're no good. They meant to say they're very zista, very sweet Paris. But just from like Eretz Zavas Cholof Adavash, it's very sweet the Paris, like Paris Genusa. But if you have sweet Paris, Ashton Zabirchin says here, you don't get filled up from it. Sveitin is it can make you shaker. Sveitin is another prayer here, it gets you, it does bad things to you. So that was the time of the Meraglim. Sometimes I was a tiny, but that the Paris was so good and so sweet, that's fakert. It's not nasid though, it doesn't fill you up. It just does this harm to you. Bait kiyosi ravdimi omar. Ir achas hoysaloy liyanaya melech bahara melech. Liyana melech had one city in his mountains. Shehoyu moitziyim imenu, they took out of there. Shishim revuya, 60, 10,000. Safle teresa, plates of small herrings. Lekoitzit seitenim. To the people that used to go and cut down his tainim, me'era Shabbos, le'era Shabbos. The tushtel is that tainim, figs, are also very sweet. So the people that were cutting down the figs used to eat it, and used to have such a sweet taste in the mouth, they used to have herring along with it, take away the sweetness. So they used to have 10,000 portions of herrings to feed these people that were just cutting down his figs, to show how many figs he was cutting down. Rashi Safli Taras Svolim Malayim Chatichas Dag Chotich Shekarim Tanina, from small fish. Koitzit Tenz Rashi Lamaychol Poylim, to feed the workers Shekoitzim Tenin, they're cutting down these figs. Vayim Rubin Ad Shekol Elu Tzrichim Lem Lamaychol. There were so many people working cutting down these figs, they needed the 60 times 10,000 portions of fish to feed them. Kiyosi Rovin, when Rovin came Omer Ilon Echad Hoyla Liyani Melech. Yana Melech has one tree. Ba'ara Melech in the mountains of the king. Shoyim Aridu Menel, they brought down from this tree. Avoyim saw Goizlois. 40 saw of chickens. Misholosh Brichos Tachoydish. From only 3 twigs of the tree, every single Chodesh. That's how many Goizlois, how many new chickens were hatched there. Trashi Brichos Kutzibalas. Misholosh Brichos Tachoydish. Gimel Paul Machodesh. 3 times every month. Meridian men of Kach, they're able to bring down so many goats and so many chickens from this tree. Kiyosi Rabbi Yitzchok Amar, Irachas Haisev Eretz Yisrael, the Guf Nishmot, there's one sitting there at Yisrael, his name was Gufnis, Shehoyabo Shmoinim Zugois Achim. There were 680 pairs of brothers, Kahanim, all of them were Kahanim, Nisuyim, they got married to Lishmoinim Zugois Ochias Kahanis. They got married to 80 sisters. They're also all Kahanis. His two brothers got married to two sisters, and both of them were Kahanis. So Mashiach says, come to show you how the Machshiv didn't have Yuchsin. They would ask him when he has to get a good Yuchsin. So Mela, Mikra Din, a Kohen should marry Kahanis. So here they're Machshiv to marry Kahanis. Ubodku Rabbon were Boydek afterwards in their time, Misuri of Yad Nadoi, from Surya to Nadoi in Bobom, well, Yashukhu, they didn't find such a case like that. That Kahan and married Kahanis, two brothers married two sisters. Bar except mi bantei the Rav Chizda, the daughters of Rav Chizda, tevi nesivin l'rami bachoma ulamaruk for bachoma. That the two daughters of Rav Chizda got married to two brothers. This was the only case in that dori that had that two brothers married two sisters. The afagav the inu heavy kanta that these two daughters, say the wives, were Kahanis, or the inu the two husbands lay heavy kanta, they weren't Kahanis. But after that Meister couldn't find they were so makbid in Yuchsin. Omer Rav called Suda Shein Bo Melech Ein a Suda. Any Suda you don't have salt, it's not called a good Suda like we had before. After all your eatings you should eat salt. So he said this man is there we're not makbid because we have a lot of salt in our foods already. Omer Rav Omer Rav Chia Bar Abba Omer Rav Yechinin called Suda Shein Bo Sarif Ein a Suda. If you don't have a gravy in the middle of the Suda, it's also not called a Suda. He says, some type of a gravy. After you ate, it also calms down the eating in your stomach. Some type of a gravy. It has like a soup to it. Like he says, you drink it down raw. So didn't have some gravy at the end of the eating. Well, right. Just the chiddush, just one chiddush I always want to say over was that the ikur and the tefillah, the chapanach kamin lalocha, let's say metchili you went tea tempting, gratis. And then you didn't have das to put jelly on it. You only made a burim in mezonos. And the lady, after eating a lot of tempting and crackers, decided, I want to put some jelly on it now. Do you have to make a bracha on the jelly or not? So who according to Tosfos, you would have to make a bracha on the jelly. Because the shas you first started to eat the tempting, you didn't have das to eat the jelly with the jelly. Later you first changed your mind. I just want to say a chiddush could be, no, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. So there are two types of ikur and tefillah. Our case here is we're eating one ikur, and afterwards you eat a tefillah. But they're not mixed together, it's not like one Michael, it's not one thing. Like here, first you eat the herring, and after you eat the herring, then you have such a bitter taste in your mouth, you want to take some bread. So for that type of an ikur v'tofel, the pshat, the first bracha, like pot is the bread also. So that's only if pshat, you made the shakal on the maliach, you had das to eat bread later. But there's another type of an ikur v'tofel. In the case, let's say we have a sandwich, we have this crackers, and you put jelly on top of it. There it's not called eating two different things. It's called this one thing right now. There the pshat is that the jam becomes a tuffle to the crackers itself. It's like one cracker now. So since you already made a crack bracha on the crackers, so all the crackers you don't have to make another bracha. Now when you put this tuffle on into the cracker itself, you won't have to make a bracha either. Even though Mechili didn't have das. Because not the pshat, the first bracha as the pot of the jam. The pshat is the jam now becomes a chiluk of the temtem, or the cracker. And the cracker you'll have to make a bracha to. So where the tefillah is mamish shmir on to the ikur, it's like one guf hadavar, so since the guf doesn't need a bracha, Vadi wouldn't have to make a bracha on the jam either. It's only over here, where first you're eating the maliach, you're eating the fish. After you got finished the fish, now you're eating something new. So it's not the pshat, that thing new is the chiluk of the fish. The pshat is you first you ate fish, so the bracha on the fish, pat is also the next thing eating, since that thing is coming because of the fish. So that's a svar only. If you knew mitchilu when you ate the fish, you're going to have to eat bread later and you have dasa pata, this bracha's pata is that one. I once told up to someone, he's also masking malacha like that. Right. Zot Mishnah. Ochal anovim utenim. Somebody went to eat grapes, utenim, figs, remaining pomegranates. Is mevorach achrayim sholosh brachas? You have to bench after these peiros from the shivas aminim. You have to bench. Diber Rabbi Gamliel. Play out Rabbi Gamliel. Shashim mevorach achrayim gimel brachas on Gamliel. A time the yom aliyel kol shum izayin aminim mevorach achrayim gimel brachas. Because in the psukim in the chumash, first it says the shvach of the zayin aminim. And then the next right away it says the tzavot of yachalta v'arachta, that after you finish eating you have to bench. So Gamliel says that the bracha of the chi of yachalta tzavot v'arachta goes in all the meaning. Says the pasuk has eretz chitza sari v'geth and atayna v'riman eretz zayi shem l'dvosh. That's the zayin aminim. And it says eretz eslo meskena sarcha bolechem v'sech z'kobo and the rabbi v'avel v'yachalta v'tzavot v'arachta. You eat and you get filled up. So Gamliel says this pasuk v'yachalta v'tzavot goes back to all the psukim. Goes back to Eretz Chita Sarah the Geffen Tamarinoin. That when you eat and fill up, you have to brach, you have to bench, and that's the Chiyim Midrash, according to Gamliel.
Isn't that
the whole Ignatz Sevea for some of those? It's not, it could be Sevea. The Chum if you eat a shear, that's a Sevea. You don't have to have a Sevea like a leif, or like Lechem, and Chum is not the same Sevea. But if you eat, you have to bench. This time, the Achren Rama Supta, according to Gamliel, if you have to have a Sevea, a big Sevea, it's enough of a Gezayin. That's right, like you're saying. Since anyway, you don't get filled up too much, it's enough just to eat maybe Gezayin, to believe. But Allah, we don't hold it on Gamliel. The Chol Maimrim, Bracha Achas Mein Cholos. That's what we hold. You eat from the Zayin Haminim, if it's an Almichia, if it's from cake, you have to make an Almichia. If it's from these parish, you have to make a Leitzel Priyates. You have a Kivu Leimer, Afilu Ocha Cholos. Afilu, you don't need a vegetable. Vulmazoni gets filled up from the vegetable, the varachol of gimel brachas. That's sort of Kiva's biggest chiddush. Even eating mazonis, vegetables, not from the zayin aminim. Anytime you're filled up, and the Gemara says this goes on kruv, goes on cabbage, or else tomorrow dates that fill you up, you have to bench. So the Mishnah, hashoy semayim l'tzomay, somebody drinks water because he's thirsty, is mevorach shakun yev dvorah. Rabbi Tafer Noimer, Burr in the Foshes, Rabbi Svechas Roiner. So see in the Gemara, it's a machlokes, what does Rav Tarfon mean? Question means even for bracha rishayna. Rav Tarfon knows the bracha rishayna of mayim is a burn of poshes.
So and then, you ate a big meal and you had this meat, would you need a bench?
We'll see in the Gemara. Mashmatoni is from cabbage, something that's a dover that's amazing. Boss is not a dover that's amazing. So Rashi, afidulach hashalok shal yeret, a cooked yeret. The Gemara says that means cabbage. That's a filling thing. Whom is zaynus Rashi? It's a sama kol of lamazim. As you just use that to be kavei a sudur on it, then you have to make a bracha. You have to bench on it. The chesvenus Rashi tzar chesipukin. That Hashem created things that satisfy our necessity. My time of Gamliel. What's the time of Gamliel to say I'll have to bench if you eat the Zayin Haminim? The Pasuk says, Eretz Chitza Soira. And that's all the Zayin Haminim. Eretz Ashlag of Eskain is Toicha Bolechim. V'yochalte v'savote v'rachto v'shem alakecho. So he learns this last Pasuk of V'yochalte v'savote v'rachto goes back to the first two Pesukim of Eretz Chitza Soira from the Zayin Haminim. So all you eat from the Zayin Haminim, you have to bench. The drashi of erachta akula koy, of who kroa gimel brachas remiza could amina perik stoy shtochlu. The next parak we'll see how it's remiza the three brachas you have to say from erachta that's the brachas hazon, alo oretz that's to make brachas al oretz and atayva that's atayva meter. Yeah, that's bani yishlaim. Right, the more rabbanon eretz hifsek inyan. The pasuk says eretz ashalay b'meskenus teicha bolechem. But since it says another word, Eretz, in between, that's like mafsik. So the last pasuk of Yechaltev, the Savot of Rath, is only going back to Lechem. Only on Lechem do you have to bench. Trashi Eretz, Hifzik, Inyin, V'loikoyu v'rachta elu alechem, desamachlei. Hey, Yechaltev, the Savot of Rath, is only going back to the pasuk before of Lechem. The Mav Rav Gamliel, Nami Eretz, Hifzik, Inyin. Aye, what's Pshan of Gamliel? There's an extra word, Eretz, in between. So it's of Gamliel, who, mi boile lemutse ha-koysis ha-sachita. It's only coming back to explain that the first pasuk says Eretz Chitza Soira. So I would think what's called Chitza Soira, even if you eat raw wheat or raw barley, since you also have to bench, even though the bracha mitchila is only baruch pri adama, but if you eat a lot of it, you would have to bench. That's what I would think. Kamash from the middle pasuk, no. Ashalay b'mas pasuk says Eretz Chitza Soira v'chsid Eretz Ashalay v'skayna soicha bolechem. So the middle pasuk is explaining when it says chitin, the first pasuk, it doesn't mean raw wheat, but it means only lechem. And then the pasuk continues, the chatav asavot, it goes back to the first pasuk. So there's no really hefsek in between. The middle pasuk is just explaining the first pasuk. First pasuk says chitin doesn't only mean chita, it doesn't mean all chitin, it only means lechem. Then the pasuk says, branol, the zayin amin, and you have to bench. That's the machlekes of Gamliel and the Bekit, and the Tanakam, and the Chacham. Rashi Rav Gamliel, who have thaka lefush shechita, shechsib the krokama. It says in the first pasuk also, ulamute shimkasa so kemoishi. You chew it raw wheat. Ein zu bechlal bracha. Elim kemasa lechem. You don't have to bench. Only if you make lechem out of it. Omer Rav Yaakov Baridi, Omer Rav Chanina, kol shume chameshes haminim. Anything that's from the chameshes haminim. A little different type of wheat and grain, we'll see. Is betchila mevorach ola boruminim zaynis. Betchila and cake, you have to make a boruminim zaynis. Or lepsoit, the brachach rain is brachachas mein sholosh. It's that type of chum that we pass in the Mishnah. If you don't have to bench, benching is only if you eat lechem, but if you eat cake, you have to make an alamich. The drashi, chameshes haminim, kulan min dogan, the little type of grain. Chitim usarim, chitim is wheat, usarim is barley, the kusmin, is spilt, the shibola shol, that's oats, the shifa, that's rye. Rashi kusmin min chita, the spelt, that's a type of a wheat. Shibola shol, that's oats, the shifa and rye, min sorit, that's a type of barley. So they're all type of five grains. Is mavorach ola burim min amazonis, in maso tashl, that only if you cooked it and made a tashl out of it. Because if you eat the raw wheat that we had before, you only make a burim pri adamah. If you make a tavshel out of the wheat, you make like cereal or a cake, then you make a boromini mezoinis, and at the end you make an alamichi. Omer Rabba Bar Mori, Omer Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Kol Shu Mishiva Saminim, whenever you eat any of the peris from the Shiva Saminim, that means not from the chitin, not from the wheat, but eat the peris, is betchila mevorach borer priates, if you eat a rimon or a dates or figs, you make a borer priates metchilom, ulib sait, brochachas mein sholosh. You have to make an alayt, spell priates. if he eats dates or grapes or figs or rimoni. Trashi kol shum izayim aminim, misha zayin haminim ha'amurim apostik, v'yenim in dogin. So it's not cake, not flour, but the other peiris is apriyet, trashi apridiyet, al eitz v'apriyet, v'al eretzchem d'tevur rechova. Omalei abayin l'ravdimi, my niyo broch achas mein sholish. What is this like ala micha that you have to make? What is this mein sholish? Omalei apri, if you're eating fruit, or dates, or figs, or grapes, or olives, or pomegranates, the apri date, yatsay alayt ve'apriyet, the atnubas asod, and all the fruit growing from the ground, the aleret chem de tevur chovo, shenchat la'vaseinu, you gave our others, lechem epiria, we could eat from the good fruits of Eretz Yisrael, lizboya mituba, we get filled up from the goodness, rachem Hashem lekeinu ha'Yisrael ha'nechom, v'yishlayim yirecha, v'yamitashecha, v'yamizrechecha, v'sivni yishlayim yirkodashecha, should be built up again yishlayim, v'mheirov yameinu. V'aleinu l'seichah, should bring us inside it, v'samcheinu bo, we should be happy inside it. Ki ato atoivu meitiv, because you're good to us. That's the brach you have to make, alayit v'apriyeng. So tomorrow, alright, v'nechlam. Shainim, let's speak about it. Why a different shainim? So, a lot of times, the moisture from them. Right, lechod chameshes haminim. Whenever we eat type of cake made from the wheat, the grain, we say ala mich yivarach akol of yasnu v'sasodim, and the same thing. The chaisim we end up. The lemaichosim, or yes, fakasha. How do we end up? Zayin daleis ve'alfriyed zay ala michya. How do we end up? What's the last part of the brachah? So the Mora Kiyosi Rav Dimi, Mora first says, we have a locha from Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi says, Chosim Rosh Chodesh, and when you daven Shemon Esra, in Rosh Chodesh we end off when we say, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrov Rosh HaKadoshim. That we could say these two things in one bracha, Mekadesh Yisrov Rosh HaKadoshim. Even though usually as a klal in one bracha you don't talk about two different inyonim. So here Rav Dimi Mekadesh Yisrov and Rosh Chodesh, Rosh HaKadoshim is not called two different things. The pshat is, it's the Klal Yisrael that's Mekadesh, the Chodesh, that it could be a Rosh Chodesh. That's considered one thing. So Hochimai, here when you have to end off the Allah Michya, Allah Eitz, can we end off Allah Oretz, the Allah Michya? Is that considered like one thing, like the Eretz is the one that's giving us the Michya? Or is that considered two things? You only have to end off Allah Oretz, or else Allah Michya. You can't say both together in the same Rocham. Allah Oretz and Allah Michya will be matched with two different things. That's the Shaila. Is this considered like two different things? Or no? Al Oretz and Amichya is like one Shvach. The Michya, the food, came out of the Oretz. So the Gemara of Chizdu Amma, Al Oretz v'Al Peiroser. You can end off with both. It's called like one thing. But when you make an Al Eitz, Al Priyetz, you end off v'Al Oretz v'Al Peiroser. Even though you're saying Oretz and Peiroser, it's not considered two different things. So the Pshat is the Peiros come out of the Oretz. So Melhu Adin Al Amichya, we all stand off. Haloros falamichya is still like one thing. Trashi hochamai, trashi mimachtimim, basroi, kai gavnot going haloros falaperis, we also end off with two things, oros and peris, for heavy chasim, the bishtayim amish, that's not considered. You end up with two different things. To the forest of the text, let's talk about it. Gemara explains later. And that's why his question, yes, we end up with haloros fial perisel. We have yechre nama haloros fial peris. You don't say peris seho, mash peris erati soil, you say haloros fial peris. The Zomer of Amram, Bulei Pligdus on Machlaikis, Holon Volu. Depends if you're in Eretz Yisrael or you're in Bavel. So the first shot was Rashi says, Holon Volu, Rav Chizda mi Bavel. Rav Chizda lived in Bavel. Or the Bavel chas mi alot va peiroseho. In Bavel, they used to give a shvach about the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. And they say, alot va peiroseho means it's Paris of Eretz Yisrael. We have Yechon in Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Chosin Chasmei Ala Peris was enough to say Ala Peris. Since he's in Eretz Yisrael, he's enough to say Ala Peris. But the Gemara, Maskevor Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Pufaket Inu Achli. His people never in Eretz Yisrael eat the Peris. The Anan Mevorchinon here us in Bavel, Rav Chizda, we should say Ala Sal Peris. Eho, El Eipach about a Pufaket. Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Chizda lived in Bavel out of Eretz Yisrael like we in America here. Omer Ala Sal Peris. Always say Al Oretz Ala Peris means the Peris of here. We have Yechonin. If Yechonin was in Eretz Yisrael, or if you eat Peris from Eretz Yisrael, or my Lord spell Peris Seho, then you get a special shvach of the Peris that came from Eretz Yisrael. Just the land that gives the Peris. Right. That's why here in America we say all of self about our peris. Means this land that gave us the peris. Rashi, but I'm a barchin on our peris. Sehu, Eretz Yisrael, the Chuda, Koi. But I'm a yachlin in the name of barchin on our layu. We don't eat those peris. We should make the brach. It's not a starvim. Murray and Echonami, Eitzach.
What do you tell us from Eretz Yisrael?
Kuyat make our peris. Sehu.
Thank you. I'm not sure.